With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Governor Kristi Noem's proposal to put $50 million towards a needs-based scholarship endowment has cleared its first test in the legislature. South Dakota is the only state without a significant scholarship endowment for low-income students. Noem wants to create a $200 million fund by combining the state money with $150 million from private donors. Lawmakers have an extraordinary amount of one-time funds after the state used federal coronavirus relief funding to cover the state's pandemic-related expenses. A state Senate committee unanimously recommended the bill's passage. Republican Senator Casey Crabtree called the vote, quote, the easiest decision we'll make all year, end quote. State Health Secretary Kim Mulsam-Risden says a federal program will support COVID-19 vaccine distribution efforts beginning today. Retail pharmacies will begin to distribute a limited number of vaccines. The doses will not come out of the state's vaccine allotment.
This week we're seeing a 5.4% increase, so that is, good news, obviously. And this week our allocation is 13,550 doses at the state level. Plus, we'll see the 2,600 doses through those retail pharmacy partners.
Mulsam-Risden says beginning next Monday, people 70 and older can receive COVID vaccinations. There are 6 new deaths. The latest fatalities bring the state's death toll to 1,815. Active cases are down to 2,151. There are 109 people hospitalized. Health systems have distributed more than 129,000 doses of COVID vaccines so far. Roughly 6% of South Dakotans have completed the full vaccine series. Governor Kristi Noem wants another year to develop a medical marijuana program. South Dakota voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure last year. The law would go into effect July 1st, but Noem's office says that's not enough time. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Governor Noem says the state needs to create a medical marijuana program safely and correctly. She says an additional year gives people enough time to make that happen. House lawmakers introduced legislation to push back the implementation date and set up a legislative task force to study the program approved by voters. Meanwhile, there's a court challenge against another marijuana ballot measure, Amendment A, that legalized recreational cannabis. Republican Representative Kent Peterson is the majority leader in the House. He says it's their intention to honor the will of the voters.
So as we're hearing from the people within the agencies that are in charge of implementing this, it takes time. As we've seen in other states, it's taken 18 months to up to 4 years to implement something like this. And so it's no different in South Dakota. And with the pending litigation out there on constitutional Amendment A as well, that's also another factor in that. But the main reason is it takes time and they need time. We need a safe and workable program set up for the people of South Dakota.
The state is working with a consulting firm that it says recommends pushing back implementation. The state has not consulted with the group that advocated for medical marijuana about delaying the program. Melissa Metley is the president of New Approach South Dakota. She says asking medical marijuana patients to wait goes against the will of the voters.
We have so many people that have waited so, so long, and we have so many children in the state that need access now. We've taken this bill to every corner of South Dakota. People went to the polls knowing what they were voting for, and they were voting for a July 1st access date. And delaying it is devastating.
Metley says if lawmakers vote to delay the state's medical marijuana program, she hopes to hear from them and participate in the task force study. She says that would ensure the perspectives of potential cannabis patients are fairly represented. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
A bill proposing to give lifers a chance at parole has passed through its first legislative committee hearing. Senate Bill 146 applies only to inmates who were 25 years or older at the time of the crime. Victoria Wicks has more of this story.
A bill proposing to give lifers a chance at parole has passed through its first legislative committee hearing. Senate Bill 146 applies only to inmates who were 25 years old or younger at the time of the crime. Proponents say courts now recognize that much brain development takes place between the ages of 18 and 25, but opponents say there are already processes for review of inmates serving life. A bill proposing to give lifers a chance at parole has passed through its first legislative committee hearing. Senate Bill 146 applies only to inmates who were 25 years old or younger at the time of the crime. Proponents say courts now recognize that much brain development takes place between the ages of 18 and 25, but opponents say there are already processes for review of inmates serving life. The bill's most vocal opponent is Attorney General Jason Roundsburg. At the committee hearing, he hands out a list of offenders who, over the years, would have qualified for reconsideration of their sentence. One of them is John Graham, who was 19 years old in 1975 when he and two other people drove Annie Mae Aquash from Denver to South Dakota. Aquash was later found murdered on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Although a Pennington County jury found Graham not guilty of killing her, he was convicted of felony murder with kidnapping as the underlying felony.
John Graham was not convicted until he was 56 years old, and so he committed his crime prior to 25, and he would have been immediately eligible for parole under this bill.
Roundsburg says current state law allows inmates to petition the governor or parole board for clemency or compassionate release. Senator Art Rush is a retired judge and the bill's prime sponsor. He points out that the parole board is free to deny release.
The parole board would still be able to use their judgment in looking at whether they believe people have been rehabilitated or not.
Senator Rush says he can't imagine the parole board would have released John Graham immediately.
If these people are terrible people and they've not shown rehabilitation, then the parole board will turn them down, because I've got a lot of confidence in the parole board.
Senator Michael Roll made the motion to approve the bill. He says history shows that paroles aren't easily won. He gives as an example Deborah Jenner, whose 1988 life sentence was commuted to a term of 100 years.
Ms. Jenner's experience tells us that the parole board is not going to start releasing first-degree murderers, that she was given a commutation by Governor Janklow and is still in prison.
The Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill with 6 yeas and 1 excused. It now goes to the Senate floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
And that's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. And thank you for listening.